我懂的中文就这么多。
I'm just learning a little bit of Chinese now.
我现在开始学一点中文。
I'm happy to meet all you precious saints in this place today.
今天晚上很高兴在这里跟各位众圣徒啊一同在这里会面。
I greatly appreciate in Christ Jesus the great sacrifice you have made to come here.
在主耶稣基督里面，我真的很啊感谢主啊，为了各位在这个除夕夜所做的牺牲。
I'm sure today is a very special day for Chinese people.
对中国人来说啊，这是一个很啊特别的一个晚上。
But instead of spending this time with your family, you have come to spend your family reunion with the Lord Jesus Christ.
但啊，你没有跟你的家人啊在一起围炉，可是呢，我们在天上与在神的家里面跟神一起围炉。
Amen. If you eat with your family, you'll only be eating natural food.
如果你是在家里的话，你只是吃啊一般的食物。
But with the Lord Jesus Christ, you get natural food and spiritual food.
但是当你跟耶稣在一起的时候，你不但吃普通的食物，而且是天上属灵的食物。
Amen.
Amen.
And not only natural food and spiritual food.
不但是这些
，but also a blessing from the Lord God.
而且是从神自己来的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
Just like our pastor said earlier.
就像刚才戴牧师所说的。
When we come before the presence of God, God will not send us empty-handed without a blessing.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，神不会叫我们空空的回去了。
You believe that?
你相信吗？
How many of you believe that?
多少人相信的？
All those of you who believe what I said, just bow your head in prayer now.
你相信的话，就请你这时候低头，我们做个祷告。
Just bow your head and look to the Lord Jesus Christ right now.
这时候我们就低头在主耶稣基督面前来祷告。
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father,
天上爱我们的天父上帝，
We come before your holy presence in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ right now.
我们奉耶稣基督名来到你的宝座面前。
Thank you for gathering your precious children from far and near this evening, Lord.
谢谢你从各处召聚你的百姓啊，来到你的面前。
They have come, my Father, to sit at your holy feet.
我们来到你面前是要来寻求你的面。
They have come, my Father, to minister unto you.
来到你面前啊，领受你的侍奉。
They have come, my Father, to know your perfect will for your lives.
要来寻求你在他们生命的旨意。
Now I ask you, my Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父，我这时候求你
，that you stretch out your blessing hands upon them，
你会伸出你祝福的手在他们身上
，and bless every one of your dear children right now，
祝福每一位你所亲爱的儿女们。
Your word tells us，
你的话告诉我们
，if anybody comes to you， you will not cast them away，
啊，来到你面前，你必不叫他们羞愧
，but you will embrace them to your bosom and bless them。
你要用你永远的膀臂来怀抱着他们。
So now I ask you, loving Father,
所以亲爱的天父，我求你
to embrace your children to your bosom.
这时候用你温暖的手来拥抱着他们。
And lay your blessing hands upon every one of them.
用你祝福的手来祝福每一位。
And I ask you, Spirit of the Living God,
我求你永生神的灵
to speak to us right now.
向我们来说话。
Help us to hear from the living God.
帮助我们来听到永生神的声音。
That God may now feed our spirit.
你能这时候充满我们的灵。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew, the chapter 6.
请大家打开圣经啊，换到马太福音第六章。
During this next few days in this retreat,
在这一次的退休会里头
I'm going to share a series of messages based on this passage of scripture.
我要照着马太福音第六章的主导文有一个系列性的信息。
Let us read Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 to 13.
所以我们这时候我们来读马太福音第六章9到13节。所以你们祷告要这样说， 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远，阿们。
This is a model prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
这是主耶稣教导我们的一个祷告的一个模式。
One day the disciples asked the Lord Jesus Christ one question.
有一天耶稣的门徒问耶稣一个问题。
In Luke chapter 11 verse 1 it is written.
在路加福音11章有这样写着。
The disciples asked Jesus,
门徒就问耶稣,
Lord, teach us to pray.
教导我们祷告,
You're always praying.
你常常祷告,
Teach us how to pray.
教导我们祷告,
So the Lord Jesus Christ answered their question.
所以主耶稣就回答他们的问题,
And he said, Alright, I will teach you.
他说, 好, 我教你们祷告,
Let me give you a model how to pray.
让我教导你一个祷告的一个模式。
Many Christians have one common problem.
很多基督徒有一个问题。
Whenever we kneel down to pray,
当我们跪着祷告的时候。
Whenever we close our eyes to pray,
当我们闭着眼睛祷告的时候。
Immediately we fall asleep,
很快就睡着了。
Amen?
是不是？
This is a common problem with all believers.
这是很多基督徒都有这样的问题。
Even when we are reading the Bible,
正在读经的时候。
We instantly fall asleep,
很快就入睡了。
Those people who cannot sleep in the night,
有些晚上睡不着
They'll sit the whole night watching TV
Watch TV All night No,
they watch 他们看电视可以看整个晚上
But the moment they read the Bible they go to sleep
可是一打开圣经就睡着了
The moment they pray they go to sleep
一祷告就睡着了
Some people even sleep in the church
有的人甚至在教会聚会的时候就睡着了
Now why we do that?
为什么会这样子呢
Why we have this problem?
为什么会有这样的问题呢
Because we don't know how to pray
因为不晓得怎么祷告
What to pray
要祷告什么
So we want to pray
我们想祷告
We don't know how to pray
不会祷告
The Bible tells us
圣经告诉我们
In Luke chapter 9 verse 32
在路加福音9章32节
Matthew chapter 26
还有马太福音26章
Verse 40 and 43
四十节还有四十三节
These three scriptures we read in one incident
这三节同样都告诉我们
The Lord Jesus Christ brings the disciples with him to pray
耶稣就带着他们祷告
So he tells them you wait here
在客西马尼园告诉他们说你们在这里等着
You pray here, I will go and pray there
你们在这里祷告我到那里去祷告
And he kneels down and he pray
当他祷告的时候
Then when he looks open his eyes and looks at them
他看着他们
They are always sleeping.
他们都睡着了。
Every time Jesus prayed, they will be sleeping.
每次耶稣祷告的时候，这些门徒就在睡觉了。
What is the problem?
问题在哪里呢？
Jesus knows what to pray.
耶稣知道怎么祷告。
He's opening his heart and talking with God.
他敞开他的心向神来说话。
But the disciples are not like that.
可是门徒不会。
They have our problem.
他们有我们的问题。
We don't know what to pray.
不知道要祷告什么。
We close our eyes to pray.
我们闭着眼睛祷告。
We say one word, we say two word.
我们说一句两句。
After that, we don't know what to pray.
之后就不晓得怎么说了。
Then we know what to do next.
我们知道再来怎么办。
Just go and sleep.
就只好睡了。
So we close our eyes and we sleep.
所以闭着眼睛就睡着了。
What is our problem?
我们的问题是在哪里呢
？We don't know how to pray.
不知道怎么祷告。
This was the same problem the disciples had.
门徒也有这样的问题。
So they asked the Lord Jesus.
所以他们就问耶稣
Lord, teach us how to pray
主教导我们祷告
Teach us, Lord
主教导我们
There is great power in your preaching
在你的教训里面是大有能力
There's great power when you pray for the sick people
当你为有病人祷告是大有能力
If you look at the lives of the 12 disciples
如果你看这十二个门徒的他们的生命
They were following Jesus Christ for 3 years
他们跟随了耶稣有三年之久
They saw him preaching
他们听到他讲道
Healing the sick people
还医治病人
Casting out the demons
赶鬼
Raising the dead people
还有让死的人又活过来
And they saw all this
They saw all this
他们看到这些
And whenever the Lord Jesus Christ did all these works
当每一次耶稣这样做的时候
He spent a lot of time in prayer
他就花很长的时间祷告
So they came to a conclusion
所以他们做了一个结论
The power in preaching and ministry is because of prayer
他的讲道还有侍奉的能力呢是来自于他的祷告
They never asked Jesus teach us how to preach
他们从来没有跟耶稣说请你教导我们怎么讲道
They never asked Jesus teach us how to heal the sick
他们没有问耶稣说教导我们怎么来医治病人
But they told Jesus
但是他们问耶稣
Lord teach us how to pray
主啊教导我们祷告
My dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
And Jesus Christ teach them how to pray
耶稣就教导他们怎么祷告
To all the problems that we go through in our life
我们每天所面对的问题
To all the questions that we are asking God and asking ourselves
我们所有要问神问自己的问题
The answer is all found in prayer
所有这些问题的答案呢就是祷告
If we know how to pray
如果我们知道怎么祷告
If we know how to talk with God
如果我们知道怎么跟神讲话
We'll have no problems in our life
我们的生命就没有问题了
Whenever we face problem
我们每次遇到问题
We will know how to deal with them
我们就知道怎么处理了
So in the prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ taught them
所以在主耶稣教导他们的祷告
The Lord Jesus Christ gave them a model prayer
主耶稣就给他们一个祷告的模范
In verses 9 to 13
在第九节到十三节
You will find the model prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ taught them
你就会看到耶稣教导他们的这个祷告的模范
If we carefully analyze the prayer
如果我们很小心的来分析这个祷告
You will find 7 points in that prayer
你发现说在这个主导文里面有七个重点
During the next few days that's what we are going to study
这是我们在这几天的信息的系列
This model of the Lord's prayer
这个主耶稣的这个主导文的这模范
The secret and the mysteries in the Lord's Prayer
在主导文里面的奥秘
How we can use this model prayer for a very successful and healthy prayer life
我们怎样能够当这个祷告的模范在我们生命里头来行出来
Before we go any further
在我们还讲到其他之前
Let me lay one foundation right now
那我现在先来打下一个根基
In many denominational churches
在很多的教派里面
They all say this Lord's Prayer
都会在聚会的时候读这个主导文
Now I'm not here to say it's good to say or not good to say
我在这里并不是说有或者没有好比较好
Every church leader will decide on that question
这是由教会的领袖教会的牧师们来决定
I am here to open your mind and understanding into the real spirit and life of this prayer
我来这里所要讲的呢就是怎样能够让这个主导文的这个生命它的精神呢来衬托出来
Let me tell you one truth right now
Let me tell you one truth 那我来告诉你一个真理
Anything that we do mechanically will have no life
我们如果什么是机械式的每次就这样子做而没有意义的话那是没有生命的
The Lord Jesus Christ said many times
主耶稣说很多次
The Pharisees and Sadducees when they pray they are just like a robot
那个法利赛人还有撒都该人呢他们的祷告就是重复的话语
Because they repeat prayer
因为他们祷告一再的重复
Buddhist monks do that
佛教的这个和尚呢他们念经也是这样
念 The Hindu priests do that
还有印度教也是这样子
For hours they can repeat their prayer
他们可以几个小时呢就重复的诵经
Is there any life to it?
这里面有生命吗
Is there any power to it?
有没有能力吗
Anything that we make a formula or repeat it
如果我们当作一种模式常常的这样机械的反复
There is no power in it
就没有能力了
There's no life in it
就没有生命了
That includes the Lord's Prayer
包括主导文也是这样子
But when you say with all your heart
可是当你从心里头来说出来
When you say the prayer from the innermost of your being
你从你心里的深处来说出来
Then that prayer has got great power
这样的祷告呢就大有能力
So let us look at this scripture now
所以我们来看主导文
Verse 9 tells us
第九节告诉我们
Our Father who art in heaven
我们在天上的父。
That is the first point.
这是第一个要点。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
This is how the Lord Jesus Christ begins the prayer.
主耶稣就这样开始祷告。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Let us analyze this first sentence today.
我们今天晚上就是要专注在这个重点。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Now that one sentence can be broken up into two parts.
这一节呢可以分两个部分来说。
Firstly, our Father,
我们的父。
Secondly, in heaven,
在天上的父。
Now let me ask you one question.
我先问各位一个问题。
Why did Jesus Christ teach us to call God our Father?
为什么耶稣他教导我们来称神为我们在天上的父？
Why can't we just say, Dear God?
为什么不说亲爱的神？
Why we cannot say just Father
或者单说父？
He specifically said our Father.
他很清楚地教导我们说我们的父。
Why did Jesus Christ teach us to call God our Father?
为什么耶稣教导我们来称呼天上的神为我们的父？
In order to answer this question,
要回答这个问题,
we need to understand something about the concept of God that the people had.
我们要了解啊，人对神的观念是怎样。
How was God in the Old Testament?
在旧约里面，人对神是怎样的关系呢？
The Bible tells us in Psalms chapter 80 and the verse 1.
在啊，旧约的圣经啊，诗篇八十篇第一节,
that God dwells between the cherubim.
神是在基路伯之间。
And God told Moses,
神告诉摩西。
In Exodus chapter 25 verse 22,
在出埃及记二十章二十二节。
That from between the cherubim I will speak with you,
神在基路伯之间来向他们说话。
Now the Ark of the Covenant was kept in the most holy place,
约柜呢是在至圣所里面。
Nobody can go there,
没有人能够去那里。
Only Moses can go there,
只有摩西可以去。
And the glory of God comes down on the ark.
神的荣耀降临在约柜上面。
It is a very very frightening experience.
这是一个令人畏惧的一个情况。
So the people know that God cannot be seen by everybody.
所以知道说不是每一个人都可以面对面来见到神。
Only special people can see God.
只有很特别蒙神所拣选的能够看到神。
That was their concept of God.
那就是我们对神应有的认识。
In Exodus chapter 19 we read,
在出埃及记十九章我们看到
verses 19 to 22,
十九节到二十二节。
God told Moses,
神对摩西说
I'm going to come down,
我要降临。
In a thick cloud I will come down,
在一个云彩里头来降临。
Great fire and thunder and earthquake I will come,
在烈火地震当中我要降临。
Tell everybody not to come near the mountain,
叫百姓不要到山上来。
When I come,
当我降临的时候，
Only you can come to the mountain,
只有你能够到山上。
Everybody else tell them to stand far away,
其他人要站在远处。
So everybody trembled with great fear,
所以大家都存着畏惧的心。
Because they all know,
因为他们都知道
God is great,
神是全能伟大的神。
God is so far away,
神在远处。
Not everybody can come near God,
不是每一个人能够来到神的面前。
They all had a terrible fear of God,
他们对神存着畏惧的心。
Exodus chapter 15 verse 11 tells us,
出埃及记十五章十一节说
that the people had great fear of and tremble at God.
讲到说
please don't do that.
Okay,
just repeat what I said.
Okay,
Exodus chapter 15 verse 11,
出埃及记十五章十一节。
Even when the people are praising about God,
当他们在赞美神的时候
，they had great fear,
他们就存着大大敬畏的心。
So how was their concept of God?
所以他们对神的观念是什么
？A far away God,
是很远的神。
Great God,
伟大的神。
Terrible God,
是一个可畏的神。
Frightening God,
是令人惧怕的神。
Not only that,
不但是这样子。
This God is a very fierce God.
神是一个烈火。
And he is quick to punish people,
是要处罚的神，行公义的神。
In Numbers chapter 12 you will read one incident,
在民数记十二章你会看到有个例子
Moses sister Miriam speaks against him
当摩西的姐姐米利安说一些毁谤的话语
and God's anger came against her
神的震怒就在她身上
instantly she became a leper
她马上就变成大麻风
then another incident
还有在另外一个例子
the high priest Aaron's sons offers wrong sacrifice
大祭司亚伦的儿子献上燔祭
and the anger of God came upon them
神的震怒在他身上
those two boys became ashes
两个儿子马上就被烈火来烧灭
in 2 Samuel chapter 6
在撒母耳记下
you read an incident how a man called Uzzah
你看到乌撒
was about to hold the ark of covenant from falling to the ground
他用手要扶着约柜的时候
Immediately the anger of God came upon him
真的震怒在他身上
and he became a dead man
他马上就死了
and in Acts chapter 5
在出埃及记第五章
you'll read how Ananias and Sapphira fall down dead in the presence of the living God
看到有两个人就在神的面前就死了
what does all these scriptures show us
这些又要告诉我们什么呢
God is a God full of anger
神是一个行审判的神
frightening God
令人惧怕
terrible God
是一个可怕的神
this was the concept the people had about God
所以这是人们对神的观念
and Jesus Christ told them
可是耶稣教导他们
no he's not like that
他不是这样子的
yes he's like that
是他是一个可怕的神
but he's not just like that
但他不是单单是可怕的神
let me tell you
我来告诉你们
God is a supreme God
神是一个全能的神
but at the same time
但是同时
He's a personal God
他是一个跟我们有亲密关系的神
He's a wonderful person
他是一个很奇妙的神也是一个很奇妙的能够跟我们相处在一起
God
有位格的人神顾念我们每一位
God loves you
神爱我们每一位
God feels for you
神对你有很特别的感觉
Just like an earthly father
就像地上的父亲爱我们一样
When we think of our father what do we think of?
当我们提到父的时候你想到谁
A father who cares for us
是一个爱我们关心我们的父亲
A father who works very hard and provides food for the family to eat
是一个努力工作来供应家庭有三餐吃
A father who gives us money whenever we ask him
当我们跟他要钱的时候他给我们钱用
This is our understanding about a father
这是我们对地上的父亲的观念
So Jesus Christ was telling the people
所以耶稣对这些门徒说
When you look up to God
当你看神的时候
Don't just look at him as a terrible God
不要以为他是一个单单是一个可怕的神
He's a wonderful father
他是一个奇妙的父
who cares for his people
他关心每一位
who loves his people
他爱每一个他的百姓
who feels for his people
他对每一个有很深的感情
so he's not just a supreme God
所以他不单是一个全能的神
a personal God
而是一个跟我们有很亲密关系的神
A personal God with whom two persons can sit down and talk
亲密到这种地步可以坐在一起面对面来谈话
You know in emphasizing that God is a father
那我们强调神是父
The Lord Jesus Christ was telling us
主耶稣要告诉我们
Prayer is not just asking for things
祷告不是单单求
Prayer is a relationship
祷告呢是一个关系
between two people
是两个人之间
it is a fellowship between two people
两个人之间彼此很亲密的关系
it is a talking relationship between two people
是两个人之间的甜言蜜语
this was what the Lord Jesus Christ was emphasizing
这是主耶稣所要强调的
my dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱弟兄姊妹们
look at prayer from a different angle today
我们今天呢来看祷告要从另外一个角度来看
Let's go a little bit deeper on this subject
那我们来讲得更深一点
When Jesus Christ said Our Father in heaven
当耶稣说我们在天上的父
He didn't say Father in heaven
他没有说天上的父
He said Our Father
他说我们
See he add the word our
他加上我们这两个字
Not somebody else's father
不是很远的
Our own father
是我们的
in Psalms chapter 48 and verse 14
在诗篇十八篇十四节
the scripture very beautifully tells us
很巧妙地告诉我们
this God is our God
神是我们的神
our own personal God
我们 亲密的神。
You know, if you come to India,
如果你来印度
and especially if you travel down to South India,
特别是在印度的南部
when you meet someone,
当你遇到人
they look at you,
他们看着你
they will ask you,
他们会问你
what is our name?
我们的名字是什么
They won't ask you what is your name.
他不会问说你叫什么名字
They won't ask like that.
他不会这样问
To say what is your name.
当他说你叫什么名字
means there is a big gap between you and me.
那表示彼此之间的关系呢是很生疏
They will not make a stranger feel like a stranger.
他们不会让一个陌生人呢感到很陌生
They make a stranger feel as if he's part of the family.
他们会让一个陌生人呢就感觉是像自己家里的人一样
So they will ask what is our name
所以他们就会问说我们叫什么名字
So as soon as a stranger hear like that
所以当一个陌生人听到这样的问话的时候
He'll feel so happy
他就觉得很快乐、很温暖
I'm not a stranger
哦，他不会对我像一个陌生人一样
This man has accepted me as I'm his family
他已经接纳我就像是自己家人一样
So immediately they'll feel so at home
所以很快的就觉得像在家里面一样
So they will also ask
所以他们也会问
How many children do we have?
我们有多少个孩子
It means how many children you have
意思就是说你有几个孩子
It doesn't mean how many children you have I have add together
并不是说你有多少孩子我有多少个孩子所以我们加起来有多少孩子不是
You see they make you feel at home
所以借这样的问话呢让你觉得很温暖
In the same way
同样的
The Lord Jesus Christ said
主耶稣也是这样说
Our Father
我们在天上的父亲
Not His Father
不是他的父亲
Our own Father
是我们的父亲
Not somebody else's Father
不是别人的父亲
Our Father
是我们的父亲
What is Jesus Christ telling us?
耶稣要告诉我们什么
That you and God are not far apart
我们跟神之间呢不是生疏的
One family
是一家人
Jesus Christ is emphasizing that
耶稣在强调这个
You are the family of God
我们是神家里的人
You are God's children
是神的儿女
You are not the devil's children
不是魔鬼的儿女
You are not a stranger
不是一个陌生人
You are not an orphan
不是一个孤儿
You are not an outcast
不是一个局外人
You are a member of the family of God
是神家里面的一份子
That's why Jesus Christ said
这是耶稣所要说的
Our Father
我们的父
God is our father
我们的父
Not somebody else's father
不是别人的父
Our own father
是我们的父
My dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱弟兄姊妹们
Look at this beautiful way that Jesus Christ taught us to address God
我们来看到耶稣怎么来称天上的父
Every time he speak about God
每一次他提到神的时候
He either use the word your father or my father
他会说你的神我的神
He never ever say God
他从来没有只是单单说神
He made people see God in a different light
他让我们看到神跟我们之间的关系
This is the most important aspect in prayer
这是在祷告里面最重要的
If you get this first point wrong your entire prayer will all be wrong
如果你这一点没有突破的话你整个祷告都祷告不出来
When we enter into a house
当我们进到一个家里面
We must enter in the right way
我们要从正的门来进去
If you enter wrongly
如果你走错路了
Then we may not meet the right person in the house
你就不会遇到这家里面的主人
In the same way
同样的
In our approach before God in prayer
当我们来到神的面前
We must have the basic understanding correct
我们必须要有这个基本的认识
Let's go a little bit deeper
我们再讲深一点
The Lord Jesus Christ in saying our God is our Father
当主耶稣说神是我们的父
He also called God Abba Father
他也称神为阿爸父
Now we can find this in Matthew chapter 14 verse 36
在马太福音14章36节
I'm sorry Mark chapter 14 verse 36
对不起是马可福音14章36节
Romans chapter 8 verse 15
还有罗马书8章15节
Galatians chapter 4 verse 6
还有加拉太书4章6节
So these three scriptures calls God Abba Father
这三节呢都来称呼天父为阿爸父
Now what is Abba Father
什么是阿爸父呢
The word Abba,
Abba
comes from the a language called Aramaic during the Lord time of Jesus Christ.
是在耶稣那时候呢，啊，有一种话语叫做 Aramaic。
A term that is used to convey great love for a father.
那个在啊亚兰文里面呢，用这个阿巴是跟父亲很亲密、很温暖的关系。
That when the son calls the father,
当孩子称呼父亲
，he's not just simply saying father.
他不单说父亲
，but he's mixing great love in the word and saying, my dear loving heaven daddy.
他就把他所有爱呢放进去，然后他称父亲的时候是我最亲爱最宝贵的父亲。
That is the special word Abba，
那就是阿爸的意思。
So when Jesus Christ calls Abba Father，
所以当耶稣说阿爸父
，He's saying，
他是说
call God with great affectionate love，
用所有的感情啊来称呼这位父。
He's telling us，
他告诉我们
God is very near and dear to us。
神是很近跟我们很亲密的
My dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
In just this one word
单这一个字
The Lord Jesus Christ has revealed many things
主耶稣就启示了很多
That God is full of love
神是爱
He's a very close God to us
他跟我们是很亲密的
Very near to us
非常很接近
And a very loving God
爱的神
And when you look up to Him
当我们看着他
You don't have to fear
你不用惧怕
You don't have to doubt
你不用怀疑
You can just hug him
你可以拥抱着他
And say daddy
你说爸爸
爸爸你好吗爸爸With great love you can call upon God
你可以用尽你所有的爱来称呼这位天上的阿爸父
My dear brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Let me reveal one secret to you right now
我这时候要跟各位讲一个秘密
Open your eyesAnd ears to understand very clearly now.
打开你的眼睛，打开你耳朵来听。
Why, very specifically, did Jesus say God is our Father?
为什么耶稣要来称天父神为我们的父呢？
The relationship of God as a Father was the original relationship between God and man.
我们跟父神的关系呢，啊，就是神跟他所造的人的这个关系
When God made Adam
当神造亚当
The relationship between God and Adam was not like a God and a believer
神、啊、跟亚当的关系呢并不是像我们现在神跟一个基督徒一个信徒之间的关系
It was not a relationship between a creator and his creation
那、啊、并不是一个、啊创造的神跟受造者之间的关系而已
It was not like that
不是这样的那么远
What was the relationship like?
他们的关系是什么呢
Father and son
是父亲跟儿子
Father and daughter
父亲跟女儿
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢
In Luke chapter 3
在路加福音第三章
And the verse 38
38节
We have the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ
我们有耶稣的族谱
And in verse 38 it is written,
在三十八节这样写着
Adam the son of God,
亚当是神的儿子
The Bible didn't say,
圣经没有说
Adam made by God,
亚当是神所造的
If it is written like that, it is not wrong,
即使如果这样写的话也没有错
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 tells us,
啊、在创世纪第一章二十六节说
And Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 and 8
还有第二章的第七节第八节
That God made man out of dust
神用地上的尘土造人
So it is not wrong to say like that
所以如果说亚当是神所造的也没有错
But the Bible says
但圣经说
Adam the son of God
亚当是神的儿子
Adam the son of God
亚当是神的儿子
What is the Bible saying?
圣经要告诉我们什么
That right from the beginning of time
从时间一开始
The relationship between God and man was a father and son
神跟人之间的关系是父亲跟儿子的关系
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
That was the relationship
这就是这样的关系
Not between a creator and creation.
不是单单是一个创造主跟创受造者。
Not between God and His people.
不是神跟他的百姓。
Not between His maker and His subject.
不是一个主题一个一个主格一个受格的关系。
Not between a king and His citizens.
不是一个国王跟他的百姓一个子民的关系。
Not all those kinds of relationship
都不是这样关系。
How was it?
是什么
？Between a loving father and his loving son
是一个亲爱的父亲跟他所宝贵的儿子。
A loving father and his loving daughter
一个是慈爱的天父父亲跟他所宝爱的儿女。
You know when Eve married Adam
夏娃跟亚当结婚。
She never had a mother-in-law problem.
她从来没有岳母婆媳之间的问题。
Eve was spared of all those troubles.
夏娃呢都不会遇上婆媳的问题。
That's why you never read in the Bible anywhere mother-in-law and daughter-in-law fighting.
所以呢在那时候你都不会读到说有婆媳之间的纠纷。
Eve only had a father and father-in-law.
夏娃呢她只有父亲还有她的公公。
公公。My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
let this truth sink into your heart.
让这个真理深深地进到你心里面。
Prayer is not asking for things.
祷告并不是单单向神求什么。
Prayer is a relationship.
祷告是一个关系。
If you get this truth into your heart,
如果在你的心里面有这样的真理
I promise you in Jesus' name tonight,
我奉耶稣的名我这样子的来应许你
Your prayer life will change.
你的祷告生活完全都会改观
Your relationship with God will change.
你跟神的关系都会改观
Your walk with God will change.
你跟神同行是不一样的
Because when you look at God,
当你看着神
You will not look at Him with great fear.
你就不会怕他
You will look at him with great love
你会带着爱的眼神来看他
Because he is your father
因为他是你天上的父
Amen
He is your father
是我们天上的父
Not somebody else's father
不是别人的父
Your own father
是我们的父
Some people have difficulty looking at God as father
有人对神没有办法像父亲来看待
Some many years ago
几年前
I was preaching in one church
我在一个教会讲道
and one young girl came and told me this problem
有一个年轻人就来告诉我这个问题
she said I cannot look up to God as my father
他说我没有办法看神是我的父
I asked her what is your problem
我问他说问题在哪里
she said when I was growing up
他说当我在成长的时候
my father never loved me
我父亲从来没有爱我
my father never cared for me
他从来没有照顾我
he was a very strict man
他是很严肃的人
always beating me
He 常打我
Never sit down and talk with me.
从来不会坐下来跟我谈话
Never ever told me.
从来没有跟我讲什么
You are a good girl.
从来没有跟我讲说你是一个好女孩
Daddy loves you.
爸爸爱你
Never ever said like that.
从来没有这样说过
So I grew up in my family.
所以我这样的成长
Not looking up to my father as my father.
我没有把我的父亲当作父亲来看待
I look up to him just like a man in the house.
我看的就像是家里面的一个男人
So because like that
因为这样子
I cannot look up God as my father
我没有办法看这位神是我的父亲
So I look at the girl and ask her one question
我就问她一个问题
My dear daughter
我亲爱的姊妹
How do you wish your father was to you?
你希望你父亲怎么对待你
So she thought for a while
她想了一想
She said
她说
I wish my father was a loving father.
我希望我的父亲是爱我的父亲。
I long for that.
我很渴慕。
I wish my father was a caring father.
我希望我父亲照顾我。
I long for that.
我很希望。
I wish my father would love me very much.
我希望我父亲很爱我。
I long for that.
我这样盼望。
I wish my father was very supportive of me.
我希望我父亲很支持我。
I long for that.
我这样盼望。
So I ask her.
所以我就问他
Did you get all that from your father?
你从这些从你父亲身上得到吗
No
没有
You long for all that?
你都这样盼望吗
Yes
对
You miss all that?
你得不着这些
Yes
对
Do you desire for all that?
你想要吗？
Yes.
对。
Do you want all that?
你全部都要吗？
对。
对。
Okay. I'm just saving him of saying one word.
在帮翻译的帮他讲话，帮他翻译。
So I told her,
我就跟他讲。
Whatever you miss in the natural,
你从亲生的父亲所得不到的。
Now look to God.
你现在仰望神。
When you look at God,
当你仰望神的时候。
Don't see your father's face in God's face.
不要用你父亲来看神。
Whatever you miss,
你所得不着的。
Jesus is willing to give you.
耶稣会都给你。
So look at God.
所以仰望神。
Say Father.
跟他说
my own father never loved me.
我自己的我亲生的父亲从来不爱我。
But you love me.
但是你爱我。
So I love you.
所以我爱你。
The moment you say that,
当你这样说的时候，
you will look at God differently.
你就对神的看法完全改观了。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
this was what Jesus Christ was teaching us.
这是耶稣要教导我们的。
Why he kept on saying, my father, your father, our father?
为什么他每次提到神的时候会说我们的父你们的父
Why he kept on saying that?
为什么他常这样说呢？
Because there was a long gap between people and God.
因为在那时候人跟神之间的距离是很远的。
There was a big separation.
人跟神之间有个很大的隔绝。
People did not have a relationship with God.
人跟神没有一个亲密的关系。
So Jesus Christ wanted to destroy all that.
所以耶稣呢要把这样的隔阂打破。
And he wanted to unite them together.
他要使他们结合在一起。
How to unite?
怎样结合呢？
By changing their mind.
就是让他们的心思意念他们的观念转变过来。
Take away all the wrong thinking.
把那些错的观念就把它拿掉。
In their mind.
在他们心里面。
God is a God.
神是一个神。
Because of that attitude.
因为这样的态度。
When they want to come before God.
他们来到神面前。
They fear.
他们就怕。
Even we fear.
我们也会怕。
When we come before God.
当我们来到神面前。
We don't know whether God will hear our prayer or he will not hear our prayer.
我们不知道神会不会听我们的祷告。
Why we have that problem?
为什么我们有这样问题？
Because God is far away.
因为神很遥远。
God is God.
神是神。
Jesus Christ said.
耶稣说。
No.
不是这样子。
This God is our Father.
神是我们的父。
Amen.
Amen.
Your own Father.
是你的父。
If you ask something from your father, won't he give you?
你向你的父亲求什么？
If you need anything from your father, won't he give you?
难道他不给你吗？
There was a preacher in America.
在美国有一位牧师。
And one day he told his wife,
有一天他跟他太太说，
I'm going to pray in my room.
我要在我的房间祷告。
I'm going to prepare the message for tomorrow's service.
我要准备明天的讲道信息。
So don't let any visitors to come and see me.
所以呢不要让任何人来打扰我。
If any phone call comes,
如果有人打电话来，
Don't call me.
不要叫我。
Don't disturb me at all.
不要来干扰我。
I'm going to wait on God.
我要单单仰望神。
So he went inside his prayer room.
所以他就到他的祷告室。
He was praying and meditating the Bible.
他就在那边祷告，在那边默想经文。
And when this pastor is meditating or praying,
当这个牧师在默想的时候，
he never likes to be disturbed.
他不喜欢被打扰。
If anybody disturbs him,
任何人打扰他，
even if it's his own wife,
甚至他的太太，
he will get very upset.
他就会生气。
So as he was deeply meditating,
所以当他深深的在默想神的话语的时候，
suddenly,
突然之间，
somebody opened the door,
有人开门，
and they came inside.
就走进来了。
And the pastor looked up.
这牧师抬头一看，
Who is this person who dared to come inside the room?
谁这么大胆竟然敢进来？
Even his own wife will not dare to come in.
甚至他的太太都不敢进来。
He look.
他一看，
With anger boiling in his heart.
他要生气了。
The door opened.
门打开。
Nobody was there.
没有人。
He look.
他就看，
Who is this?
是谁？
And then he saw.
然后他就看到，
A small little girl.
一个小女生，
4-year-old girl，
四岁，
his daughter，
是他的女儿。
He was still looking very angry.
他还是很生气。
The daughter came.
那女儿就走进来。
Look at the father's face.
就看着父亲。
The father was looking very angry at her.
父亲很生气看着他。
The daughter looked up.
那女儿就看着。
And she climbed on his lap.
那他就爬到啊他的怀抱里面。
And the father was still very angry.
这父亲还更生气。
This girl has disturbed him.
因为这女儿已经打扰了他。
He never smiled at her.
他对她都没有笑容。
Very serious look he was looking at her.
他还很严肃地看着她。
And the girl climbed on his lap.
然后女儿就爬上来。
Sit on the table.
然后坐在桌子上面。
Look straight at his face.
然后就瞪着他的父亲。
She looked at the father like that.
然后就这样子看着父亲。
The father also looked like that.
然后父亲也这样子看。
Both of them were seeing eye to eye.
他们就眼睛对着眼睛。
Then the girl put the two fingers like this.
然后那个女儿就两个手指就这样子放。
She turned his face left and right.
然后就对着他父亲就这样子。
And the father was boiling with anger.
然后父亲很生气。
She pressed his cheeks.
这父亲呢也是这样子。
She said, Daddy.
然后那女儿说
I love you.
爸爸我爱你。
The moment she said that.
当他这样一说的时候
All the anger in the father's heart fly away
所有的怒气都转变了
And he hugged the little girl to his bosom
然后他就抱起他女儿